something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. To sanctify the first fruit means that you take it out and say, this belongs to God and I'm not supposed to use it or do anything else with it. I give it to God. Then everything else he will sanctify, meaning that he will separate it from loss. He will separate it from damage. He will separate it from destruction. Glory to God. You get that? All right. Now that's important. Doing things, doing God's things God's way. And that's what David began to learn here when he wanted to transport the Ark of God. He studied from the scriptures and found out that you can transport the Ark of God any way you chose, no matter how nice that way was. He found out that God's prescription was that the priests of God should bear the Ark over their shoulders. They didn't need a cart for it. They had to bear it over their shoulders, and they had to be the priests of God. And so when David found out that this was God's prescription, he called the priest again. He called him and he said, I'm very sorry for what I did. Now, you are the ones called of God to bear the Ark of God. He says, because we didn't do it according to the prescribed manner the first time, God made a breach upon Uzzah. Uzzah was one of the men that touched the Ark and God killed him. So David said, because we didn't do it according to the prescribed manner, God killed that man. And now we intend to do it right. So you come and carry the ark for us and bring it from the house of Obed-Edom. Praise the Lord. And bring it into the city of David. Did you get the point? You're still there? Hallelujah. So the priests had their responsibilities. They were the bearers of the presence of God. They were the carriers of the Ark of God. Now, the Ark of God had two things. One was the Word of God in it. Actually, that was what was in the Ark. There was a time they put Aaron's rod that brought it there, but it was not supposed to remain there. Are you listening to this? What was important about the Ark of God was that there was the Word of God. He put it in there. But the significant thing was the Ark of God carried the presence of God. It signified the presence of God. Where the Ark of God went, the presence of God went. And so the priests carried the presence of God. And they were the teachers of the Word of God. So now we are the priests of God today. We are the bearers of his presence today. We are his living tabernacle. We are the temple of God today. The ark of God is in our hearts today. Because there's where the presence of God is. There's where the word of God is. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say, I bear the presence of God today. I carry the presence of God today. I'm the transporter of the presence of God today. The real ark of God today lives in my heart. Praise the Lord. So you see what the priests were expected to do, were instructed to do, we are instructed to do today. They were to teach the word. We are to teach the word. They were to carry the presence. We are to carry the presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then fourthly, the priests were the intercessors. They were the intercessors, and I explained that to you from the word spoken by Samuel the prophet, all right? When he said to them, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. And I told you last night, I'll mention that again today. See, he said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. You cannot cease to pray for God's people. Especially because they are under your charge. You have to have the names of your cell members and pray for them continually. Are you listening? Pray for them continually. There was something that God asked the high priest to do. He had to have the names of the 12 tribes of Israel on his regalia. The little coat that he wore had these stones, these 12 stones that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. He bore them over his chest. In other words, the responsibility of God's people is with you. The care of God's people. You see, as a leader, except you have that concern, you cannot carry out ministry for the Lord. You must have that concern. You know, a lot of times we think that ministry is glamorous. We think it's so nice because, you know, you see the preachers, they come up, they speak nicely, they're well-dressed, they look like everything's fine. Yeah, but you see, that is the outward part of ministry that you see. What's behind the scene is much more serious. It's much more serious. It's got nothing to do with all that you wear and all that you look like. It's a serious responsibility. And it is on your knees that you can actually express how that you are a true sharer in the ministry of Christ. Are you listening? You remember what Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection. See, he says, and the fellowship of his sufferings. That means partnering in his sufferings. That's why we don't care when people persecute us and call us names. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says those who will live godly in Christ, all those who will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. If they have not started calling you names, you haven't started living for Christ. If they have not started insulting you and persecuting you, your light is not burning brightly enough. The sign, the main sign that you are now really different from the world is the persecution. The main sign that you are different from the carnal desires of life, that you're different from all that the world represents, because they want you to do their bidding. They want you to act the way they want you to. They want you to join their club. The sign that you are out of that club is persecution. Persecution is in different degrees. It's not the same level for everybody. But you will surely be persecuted, whether you are 9 years old or you are 90 years old. Whether you work in the king's palace or you walk in the street, you will be persecuted. Jesus said, woe unto you if all men speak well of you. For so spake they of the false prophets. They spoke well of the false prophets. But they condemned the prophets of God. He says, happy are you if they speak evil of you and persecute you. Hallelujah. Then he says, pray for them. Those who persecute you and despitefully use you. He says, don't get angry. See, when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, you are in the right company. Hallelujah. So when they call you names, don't feel sad. No, walking rightly with God will attract persecution. It will attract condemnation from the world. So don't expect that if you're doing right, everybody should accept you. It's not that way. Just because someone is a great religious leader doesn't mean he knows Christ. It doesn't matter what you wear on your head. It doesn't matter how long the robe is. Christ is in your heart. And it comes out in the love of God, hallelujah, that's expressed through you when you speak and the things you do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand for what you believe. All right? Doesn't matter how many people are on the other side. If the Word of God says it, stand for it. Stand for it. If what you stand for has to be sealed in your blood, do it. What do you want to live for? Cowards want to live another day just to protect themselves. What are you afraid of? This gospel we preach came to us by the blood of others. Don't you understand what I'm talking about? The men who died that we may hear this thing. That's all they live for. Some of them knew they were going to die. And they went for it. And that's why we got it. So don't be deceived by the seeming glamour of ministry. All right? Don't be deceived. No. That's just a decoration. Because we've got to also communicate to the people of our day. That's why. So don't be carried away by that. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.